Lately I really feel like I'm losing my identity, not just as a white man, but as my own entity. Who am I ask in the mirror, as reality draws nearer, and reminds me of the stupid nigger who is now a part of the triple K. I ask myself how it happened every single day. He is just a slave, I say, as he crashes another chopper and sets back our mission to repay the kite Jews proper. How did it come to this? What made my life this way? What is it gonna be next? Will it be a kike today? Wouldn't surprise me given all the infiltrators and all the foe clansmen turning into traitors. I leave the room for a day and I come back to see another dozen clansmen turn their backs to me. Why do all the Jew faggots always get their fucking way? And why is it always when I have the most important stuff to say? Shit. I left YTMND when it devolved into faggotry. It could no longer handle the gravity of the new truth in my words or my rhymes. Settled into YouTube instead to get with the times. Pushed off of YouTube when it became YouTube. Now it's hate speech to speak truth via MoonTunes. Every other platform has the same marching orders, always in crosshairs for not wanting open borders. And just like America's KKK, the Triple K Mafia has intruders of its own. Being Triple K usually isn't hard to pick out the kikes. They have obvious tells that they hate all the whites, but then back and forth I find hood-wearing seesaw Sergio faggots today, then their clansmen tomorrow. Am I getting paranoid? I'm not sure who's Jewing who. All I have's an oven. Everywhere is a new Jewing Jew, and he's Jewing too. Don't know what I'm gonna do, but I just keep on going through changes. It pains me too. Jew hunting just ain't the same. No joy like nigger killing joy, it pains to say. But again here I am with the nigger on my team, and thanks to Jews I keep pulling triggers on my team. Meanwhile the faggot's getting louder, it's hard to hear anything else. How do I fucking starve the queer cock? This wang bad the faggot never fucking stops. Follows me day and night in spite of the fucking cops. I'm starting to suspect that they're helping him too. Always knows where to find me. That gay fucking little Jew tossing his corpse right into Audrina's driveway is losing its humor, and he still comes back right away. I don't wanna deal with that. I'm putting an album out, full LP and all of that. Something new to blab about and to give a damn about. After that I'll clamber out of bed and get right back to doing what I do best. But I'm napping now. Don't know what I'm gonna do, but I just keep on going through changes. Wake up to Notorious. Oddly refreshing after repressing the beat for so long, but it kept me from depressing. Now to stick it to the Jews, I will never choose to lose. While I'm at it, screw the news, I will not excuse their views. Don't call it a mood whiplash. Whiplashes are for niggers. It's a revival of the moon, you know, for pulling triggers on the lesser races of the world around me. Even with the changes that have unfurled around me, I'm still killing niggers. That'll never change. I'm still pointing guns and cracking whips at a lesser race. Take it from a moon. You can't let the gay ops get you down. Even when everything around you is headed south, the world will only change who you are if you let it. Adapting is a must, but conforming they can't forget it. I have evolved as a man, but I will never give up my identity. I am white, I am right, and I will live up to that identity. Especially if it means killing every single last lesser race by means of screen filling and cranking that nigger so easily stealing its life. The Notorious Moon Man still killing niggers and kikes, even if I'm now I know what I will do, even while I am going through changes.